And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
We often discuss on this show, Puss likes to say, grow up, it's just a word, you know, with the word moist.
Yeah, be an adult.
And be an adult, who's a woman who's afraid of mayonnaise?
Yeah, in? One of our listeners, she's afraid of mayonnaise.
Afraid of mayonnaise. I mean, not afraid of looking at it, but afraid of it, right?
Yeah, like, and she's
had on the end of a spoon and ran towards her, she'd freak out?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, duck
and you
run.
Tell her to grow up, be an adult, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is called triphobia. I saw this on something this morning. It's a, and they describe mushrooms and honeycombs. And what it is the fear of a cluster of small holes. That's actually a thing. That people, if they saw a mushroom, a morel or something with all little holes on there, or a honeycomb or anything where, so it's a fear of a cluster of small holes.
So you couldn't eat the old honeycomb cereal?
No. They don't look, well, I meant honeycomb, the actual honeycomb, but you're right.
But that's a cereal cluster of small holes.
That fits the description.
Yeah, and they're afraid if they see it, they freak out.
Bread and bagels with seeds, cheese with holes, fruits with small seeds like strawberries, raspberries, papaya, kiwi, honeycomb, sunflowers, lotus seed pods, insects and bees, skin on snakes, lizards, frogs, and reptiles, soles.
Oh, because
of
a little
shoes,
cluster of small holes. I see
or
it would look like
sponges.
That.
Sponges.
How about fish that are really scaly?
If it looks like a cluster of small holes, you must be afraid of it. But I guess there's probably variations on that. Yeah, I'm afraid of honeycomb, but I'm not afraid of mushrooms. That's stupid.
If it's porous.
I don't know people that have these. I understand a fear of heights. I understand a fear of, wild animals, whatever, normal stuff. But where does that come from?
I think maybe if you see those videos like online where they have stuff like this, like little holes, like stuff's coming out of it or whatever, maybe you're not afraid, like you're going to run away, but maybe you're just like, oh gosh, like, I can't handle that. Like that's so, like it just makes you cringe.
Well,
Is that part of the fear?
I get cringing.
Maybe they were
opposed...
attacked by a swarm of wasps.
Maybe. No, but this is a fear of looking at holes, basically. It said honeycombs and mushrooms is what I read. Mm. Yeah, and push that added to it there with a bunch of other stuff.
And that all came from the Cleveland Clinic, by the way.
Okay.
That's called
triphobia, right?
Tryptophobia.
Tryptophobia.
Trypophobia.
Trypophobia. Yeah, so you can look at Swiss cheese. It would freak you out to look at Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But what level of scared is that?
Aren't those holes big enough?
Yeah, it's a cluster of small holes, which is a great band name, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. Do you break into a sweat? You got to run outside because you saw some Swiss cheese?
And then you don't want to tell anybody out loud because they'll laugh at you?
Like, what's wrong? Right. Like,
there's a mushroom in there.
There's a cluster of small holes.
I was hoping someone...
I hate making fun of people's phobias, but I will.
You just jump up out of a seat at a restaurant screaming?
I'm going to get an email from her almost immediately.
She listens all the time.
If you're trypophobic, I was going to say we won't
Is she afraid of Miracle Whip or has to be mayonnaise? Yeah,
I think it's just mayonnaise.
We won't make fun of you, but we probably will. Cause
is she afraid of semen?
Yeah.
Similar look.
I don't think so.
All right.
You must have some pretty thick semen.
Oh.
I didn't think about that, Nick. You're right. Well, you know, that's time.
Yeah. Soles of shoes.
It gets stuck in a bottle if it's full.
If you see the holy soul on a shoe, that's a trick.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. But are you free? I don't know if we're going to get anybody to admit to this, if they have it or they know somebody, but... how do you walk around? Can you go into a deli? You mentioned there. You look around. Oh, fish. No, excuse me. Oh, there's cheese. And, there's a mushroom there. Yeah.
Insects and bees, that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Well, they come out of honeycomb-looking things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The hive.
Plus, the insect eyes, you know, are kind of the multi-lens.
Those are also an eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, look at a bug eye. Like, when I get really close, I'm afraid. But I,
that should be magnified to a bug's eye.
Speaking of psychedelics, no, it doesn't, because I was tripping on acid in the desert years ago,
right.
And I'm laying on a blanket and I'm watching this ant work over, crawling over the rocks, and because my pupils are so dilated, I was able to catch so much detail that you could see the lines in the ant's eyes. You know how they got
different lenses? You're just high.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see them. You probably thought you could see them.
You definitely can, because if you look...
How close was the ant to your face?
Oh, probably half a foot. He's right down there. I'm looking right at him.
Must have been a big ant.
I'm right on top of him.
Having a little convo.
Yeah, and you have no idea, you know, how dilated your pupils get when... I think psilocybin does that to you, but acid too.
Sounds like you were in Honey, I Shrunk the Pod.
No, it's like your camera lens opens up all the way. That's what happens when you ingest a psychedelic.
The mayonnaise thing, I don't want her to listen more. So what keeps you being afraid of mustard or ketchup?
Here comes the email.
Similar consistency. Yeah.
Subject line says, what the F? Here I am just listening along, and bam, you guys suck. Well, you do, and Tyler does. Nick and Todd don't, and Cameron is fine.
Oh, hey.
No, they suck too, by the way. When we talk about weird phobias,
take the hits.
When we talk about weird phobias, it always comes back to the chicks afraid of mayonnaise.
That's Katie, by the way, Katie. Right. So
I always think of her every time. Oh, you're afraid of that? I know this girl is afraid of mayonnaise. They go, what the hell?
Yeah, is it like shrieking in terror? Just like, oh, God.
Yeah, does
there
she not
is.
Like it, or is she genuinely afraid?
I think genuinely afraid of mayonnaise. Like, there's a difference between not liking something and being genuinely afraid.
What is she worried it's going to do to her?
I have no idea.
Kevin, checking in. I'm afraid of big holes. They remind me of my ex-wife. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate
right.
that.
It's the kind of help we were looking for.
Good thing Kevin's let that go.
Yeah.
Kevin did that on company time.
He did.
Take that.
I do wonder though, like for any of these phobias, right? Yeah. Can they exist on a scale? Like, can you just be like a little like perturbed, or do you have to have like a crippling fear in order for you to be like, if it's, you said
like
it's
a fear
from
of flying.
A clinical place.
Fear of flying, fear of heights, crippling fear.
Is it crippling?
Like, does mayonnaise
it have to be
crippling?
Is in
the room. Or, it's in the room.
Or can you still
the
have the phobia and just be a little afraid?
I think so. I think Katie
that's a good point.
Yeah, it says there are varying degrees of your trypophobia.
Like, I think she just kind of tries to turn her head and walk fast past the mayonnaise in the grocery store.
How does she go to a sub shop? Yeah. And there's a big, basically, it's a vat of mayonnaise. You want mayonnaise on that? Just slop it out there. Yeah. She freaks out.
I'm afraid
of a vat
of mayonnaise.
You're asking me to apply logic.
That mayonnaise got me scared.
It's completely illogical.
If you throw a packet that's unopened of mayonnaise towards her, is she afraid of that?
Well, like, hide that in the top desk drawer and
Did she walk faster by it in the grocery store?
I think that's what she said. I'm waiting for more insulting emails.
You open a can of jelly beans, but it's actually just mayonnaise inside. It's not a snake. Yeah. It's not jelly beans.
It flies out mayonnaise.
And put a little device in there that would propel the mayonnaise out of the jar and just scare the hell out of her.
Shoot the mayonnaise.
She walk out and say, is there anything on my face? You have mayonnaise on your face? Is there anything on my face? And freak her out.
Even if it was just packets of mayonnaise being ejected from the can.
Is that a deal breaker for her in relationships?
I don't know.
If a guy likes mayonnaise?
Yeah.
No mayonnaise in the house. That's an easy enough rule. They've got to be more.
Like
inconvenient.
I like
mayonnaise, like fears.
So.
Like, I wonder if people have ever like broken up because it's like you're afraid of this thing, but it's unavoidable, and we can't be in a relationship because I can't avoid this. Like mayonnaise,
is unavoidable.
Mayonnaise is mayonnaise to an extent.
But what would you put on a BLT then?
Good point, Nick.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato,
and mayonnaise.
I don't care for mayonnaise. I'm not afraid of mayonnaise. I don't care for mayonnaise. So if I need a sandwich spread, I'll use a little ranch dressing and put some hot habanero pepper.
Yeah,
in.
But ranch
is that
could
what you
look
do
like
in a
mayonnaise.
BLT?
What's
if
that?
It's if it's a white goo, it's mayonnaise to her.
Yeah, but it's got the flex in it. It's got the little flex of whatever's in ranch.
I had to put the flex in myself. No, I want to go back to this trypophobia because it says 17%. of children and adults, 1 in 6 people, have some degree of it.
Okay, did you see the somebody just sent us a link from...
The fear of small holes.
Psychological...
Big holes like Kevin's wife, right.
Psychologicalscience.org, right. They say new research suggests that this may stem as a result from a specific visual feature found among various poisonous animals. Findings suggest this may be an ancient evolutionary part of the brain telling people that they are looking at a poisonous animal.
Oh, a venomous snake or some kind of spider
that might have those features. Right.
It's a mushroom, for Christ's sakes. Yeah.
Yeah, morel mushrooms are really good. I can't imagine
really
being afraid
of course, they're all
of
cut,
them.
But they're also cut up once you eat them so that you won't see the holes there, probably.
Yeah, those penis envy mushrooms are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Big stem, small cap.
Todd was talking to ants years ago. He wasn't afraid. Come on.
That was acid.
Yeah. Oh, that was on acid.
Yeah. Which I find had a little more of a hangover than the mushrooms.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And
you wake up feeling like your brain's just like been drained out in the back of your head.
That's what I noticed. It felt like somebody was gripping your, the back of your neck.
Yeah.
For the most of the rest of the, second day.
Oh, Mike.
It's not pleasant.
Mike here says that honeycombs are another food that's good to use a fork with so you don't get your fingers dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Mike
wears a fedora,
And a jean jacket.
Yeah. No, jean jackets are cool.
I just looked up some trypophobia images, and I'm looking at them. They make me feel, uneasy. Like, they give me, a cringe.
Okay.
Like, I feel a little, cringy about it.
A mushroom.
Like, I feel like, no, this is, it's got honeycombs, but it's also, I don't know how to describe it. It's like these. Just if you just look up trypophobia images,
it's a fear of small hole. It said a fear of a cluster of small holes.
I'm definitely feeling like my palms are getting a little sweaty. Like it's just it's making me icky. Like
okay,
I just got
some of these
cringe.
Pictures have them on people's hands and faces and stuff.
Nobody here watches American Horror Story, do they?
No.
Because in the cult series, there was a character who had this, the trypophobia.
Yeah, it's definitely giving me cringe.
At the end of the series, did they just tell that character to grow the hell up?
Is your brain associating those clusters of holes with danger? Because that's a symptom.
It's giving me, I feel like something in my chest that's just uneasy. Like it feels like anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as it doesn't make you depressed.
Wouldn't you keep
in which case, I'm going to make you put that away.
It'd be very funny if you left here with a fear of small holes.
Oh, I don't know that I'm not developing that. I'm a little pressed about that.
Stop staring at small holes, man. Hang out with Kevin's ex. She got a big one.
I want to be around her. Let's get her contact.
Yeah. It's his ex, so.
It sounds like people will actually suffer from this if they encounter something like that. They go into a panic attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have it.
I don't know. I like to think that I'm enough of an adult if I had one of these dumb fears to just
get over it.
But I don't think it's that easy either. I think people.
No, the mayonnaise one is probably that you can get over that.
Hey, what about a baking sheet full of mayonnaise that's been poked with a toothpick 1,000 times?
If she's got both together, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think
she's afraid of mayonnaise with holes in it.
Lydia wants to know if she's afraid of Miracle Whip. Looks the same.
I said Miracle Whip, yeah.
Katie.
And you don't know that. If you look at it, you can't tell.
Katie, just checked in. Both. I don't eat it. I'm genuinely afraid of it. Might stem from a childhood and eating it by the spoonful. I don't know. Right now, her heart rate is up. She won't walk down the aisle or walk very fast past the mayo in the store. Jesus, I quit. I give up. Remember, husband threw it into the shower once. Not cool. Now you all suck.
Sure,
still
that was
except
mayonnaise?
Todd.
Yeah. Sure, that was mayonnaise.
He'd just been stocking up.
Yeah. She says, Nick, BLT. She goes with hummus and sub shops. She doesn't go in.
Hummus.
Yeah, you couldn't go to a sub shop. I was at Jimmy John's yesterday, in fact, and the mayonnaise was just crawling out and attacking people.
Oh, yeah, they have a mayonnaise waterfall.
Sounds great. Yeah. And she follows up, and remember, I'm in good company. Barack Obama, also afraid of mayonnaise.
Afraid of it?
What?
That's what she says.
It's
Obama?
A good thing that didn't come out during the campaign. You can't lead the free world and be afraid of mayonnaise.
No, you can lead the free world if you're a Hitler. You can.
Yeah, but he's not afraid of
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise
thing's no big deal, right? Yeah. Jesus.
Mayonnaise. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, she couldn't go to a sub shop.
Osama bin Laden, and then you're like,
I don't know if it's that bad. I'm sure he's over that, by the way. He probably just said, he's not Katie, I'm sure he could walk into a, you know, a Subway and not freak out, you know. Sorry, Katie. It's too bad she has to avoid receptions with the mayonnaise waterfall. I love those things at receptions.
Yeah, those are great.
Excellent.
What do you dip in those?
Strawberries.
Everything.
Strawberries, yep.
Yeah. Did you get that Obama information from Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't believe it then.
No.
She totally made that up. Now I suck.